Okay, welcome to June 24th on Joe's Daily U.S. History Lesson. I'm your host, Joseph DeCristoforo. And one of the reasons why I love doing this show is because America has the best stories in the world. So with that in mind, let's begin the show with the Pledge of Allegiance. Everybody stand up. Let's face the flags and put our right hands over our hearts and begin. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Amen, brah. And now on to today's program. The Roswell incident case is closed. Lincoln gets war advice from Winfield Scott. And John Gotti begins a prison sentence. All right, so now, rock on.
1997. The Roswell incident revisited. According to the New York Times, on June 24th, 1997, the Air Force released a 231-page report titled Case Closed, Final Report on the Roswell Crash. The report suggested the alien bodies witnesses reported seeing in Roswell, New Mexico in July 1947 were actually life-sized anthropomorphic test dummies. That's it. No bodies, no big heads, no secret autopsies, no spaceships, no crash, no little green men, and most of all, no government cover-up. The UFO phenomenon, which had originated in mid-June 1947 when a recreational pilot reported seeing an object flying like a saucer would near Mount Rainier in Washington. In early July, several witnesses reported seeing flying discs and strange debris on the ground in Roswell, New Mexico. The U.S. government spent the next few decades investigating and debunking reports of UFO sightings. However, CUFOs.org, that's the letter C, UFOs.org, comes up with some glaring problems about the report, much too lengthy to get into here. Basically, some of the problems in the report include the Air Force using discredited witnesses, ignoring credible witnesses, ignoring their own experts, selective use of testimony, the fact that there were no balloons with dummies that fell near the Roswell crash site, that dummy and balloon tests were well known to the public, and the fact that it's kind of hard to confuse a 6-foot-tall anthropomorphic dummy with a little green man. Interesting. In Civil War news, 1862. President Lincoln contacts old Fuss and Feathers. Union Army General Winfield Scott was the Army Chief from 1841 to 1861 and was in charge for protecting Honest Abe during Abe's presidential inauguration. Word was brought to headquarters, according to Scott's biographer Charles Winslow, that an attempt would be made to blow up the platform on which Lincoln would take his oath of office and deliver his inaugural. General Scott, according to historian Walter A. McDougall, described Scott during his service in the Mexican-American War as vain, ambitious, and a stickler for rank, rules, and spit and polish. Hence his name, Old Fuss and Feathers. But that was a different time, and now Scott's old age and heavy weight made it difficult for him to walk, let alone review troops in the field. Scott had resigned from the military, but Lincoln still needed his advice. Since Scott was too plethoric, if you will, to go to the White House, Lincoln went to go see him on June 24, 1862. George McClellan, who led the Army of the Potomac, was stuck in a stalemate with Robert E. Lee's Army of Northern Virginia outside of Richmond. Scott suggested that Irwin McDowell's corps be sent to aid McClellan on the James Peninsula, since defeating General Lee at Richmond would, in Scott's words, be a virtual end of the rebellion. Instead of taking that advice, Lincoln combined the forces of McDowell's corps with the commands of John Fremont and Nathaniel Banks. Big mistake. They had been recently defeated by Stonewall Jackson in the Shenandoah Valley. The result of this army would be an embarrassing defeat for the Union later in August at the Second Battle of Bull Run. And finally, in 1992, the Teflon Don begins his life sentence. And you have got to see the pictures of John Gotti's mugshot. He's actually smiling in this picture. It's hilarious.
So that is going to wrap it up, my friends, for June 24th on Joe's Daily U.S. History Lesson. Once again, I'm your host, Joseph DeCristoforo. Check out the website, joesdailyushistorylesson.com. And let me know what you thought about today's show on the comment board. For instance, what about that Roswell incident story? Have you ever seen something that looked a little funny out there? When I say funny, I mean haha strange. Or maybe did you see something but you don't want to say anything because of the men in black? That's cool, whatever. It's your privacy. I can respect that. Civil War fans, if Lincoln had just taken Scott's advice, could the war have been won sooner by the Union? So yeah, let me know what you think. Now, don't miss tomorrow's show. I'll talk about soccer and somehow make it interesting. Plus, North Korea invades the South, as well as the patent of barbed wire. In the meantime, you can catch me on Facebook and Twitter. My Twitter handle is JDUSHL. So until then, thanks for listening, everyone, and thanks for being great patriotic Americans.